The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It is September 14th. My name is Danny Clayton. Good to be back. Rose is on the road somewhere, and sitting in for her is Tricia from Fox World Travel. She's here physically, and we'll see what the voice does. So welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, Danny.
Okay, so you're dealing with a little sinus issue.
Yes, it's okay. Taking my voice.
Taking your voice.
I'm also told I talk too much, so it's a hazard of the job.
Well, we have 52 minutes to go. Let's see how this goes. So what's going on? Where are you going, folks? How can we help? And what trips have you been to lately? Maybe you want to kind of give our audience a little bit of your feedback. If you've been some trips, that would be great. Our number is 414-799-1620. That is the Accunate Mortgage talk and text line. It's always busy at Fox World Travel. There are some upcoming travel shows now. Here we are sitting in the middle of September. Look like all the Alaska trips, the Alaska shows, and I think there were over 10 of them, looked really good.
Right. We had a record number of shows for Alaska as well. We have a record number of Alaska trips for next year. We are escorting 10 groups to Alaska next year.
Okay. Yeah.
Nine of which are our traditional, the cruise and the land. But new for next year, for 2020, is a land package, land only.
Land only.
Yes. So okay. We're really excited about that. That is here by popular demand and based on requests that we've had. So Colleen and Rose have put that together. Colleen has really put a lot of effort into that. So we're very excited for that.
Cool. Upcoming travel shows, October 3rd, there's an African travel show. That one happens in Sheboygan. On the 9th is a world tour showcase. In fact, there's two of those. The first is in the Green Bay market. That happens on the 9th. And the second is the day later in Brookfield. So the world tour showcase looks pretty cool. We'll talk more about that. But if you got any questions for Tricia today, Tricia has a long career in travel, including a lot of experience with cruises. And I still want you to either, well, obviously, you don't have much of a voice today, but you've got, I always say this, I'm dying to know what the life is like inside the ship for the people that work there. I'm sure you can tell some stories, but that would be for the off-air version or the podcast version.
Right.
So we don't get anybody in trouble.
No bleeping.
414-799-1620 is our number. That is the Accunate Mortgage talk and text line. Let's light those phones up and let's get things going. Today on the Fox World Travel Show at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
914 at WTMJ. It is September 14th. I want to tip you to something that's pretty big and coming on Monday, September 30th. Brand new signature event. It's called WTMJ 2020. Wow, listen to this. Newsmakers, politicians, sports owners, and many more, trends and issues that are going to shape the upcoming year. This is an entire live radio day. Big stuff. It's free. It's all day. Happens at the Northern Lights Theater inside Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. WTMJ 2020, sponsored by Annex Wealth Management and Accunate Mortgage and Realty. Details at WTMJ.com. So that's a big thing. This is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is on the road. Tricia is sitting in. Tricia and part of her voice is sitting in. Hello, Tricia.
Hello, Danny.
All right. Let's put you to work at 414-799-1620. Accunate Mortgage talk and text line. And first up, let's go to Waukesha with Darren. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
You are like husband of the year, I think.
We'll see.
We'll see. What's going on?
Is this a surprise, Darren?
Kind of.
I hope she doesn't have a radio on.
Yeah, no, she's busy right now. So
okay, so describe what you're after.
So she loves the Caribbean. We've been to Mexico, Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands. So we're looking for something around $2,500 per person. The only thing is she hates flying. So she's trying to limit the flight time. So I was thinking Turks and Caicos, but I know that might get a little pricey. So I was just looking for your thoughts.
Turks is Turks and Caicos is beautiful. However, yeah, the flying time, it is a little further south, so you are going to have a longer flight time. And yeah, it is because of the flight and the supply and demand. There aren't a lot of resorts there. What is there is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, but probably maybe closer to almost not quite double that price. I don't know if you would consider like St. Martin. There are flights Milwaukee through Atlanta to St. Martin. They've really come so far since their hurricane. They have rebuilt so much. And right now it's a great price point because a lot of people have kind of forgotten about it because they did have a lot of damage 2 years ago with the hurricane. Yeah. And it's a beautiful island, half Dutch, half French. And there are some, because of the damage, they have many brand new hotels that are being built and are will be ready, either are ready or will be ready by January.
Okay.
So, for example, Secrets is a brand new resort that is going to be ready. I'm not sure if it's 100% open now, but is ready as of January.
Okay, and it will be in February.
Okay, yeah. So it's a great price point. Like I said, several new builds in St. Martin, and the air is pretty simple. Milwaukee, Atlanta to St. Martin.
Okay.
If you take Delta, it's only, so that kind of breaks it up. It's about a 3-hour flight from Atlanta to St. Martin.
Okay.
Darren, you showed her a globe, right? You're like, honey, we have to fly to get to these wonderful places.
Right?
Unless you're a really strong swimmer.
Do you think it's more like the, direct flights are better, right? Or the shorter flights? Does she just not like the hassle of the airport?
Yeah, I think that's the issue. She's always like, I want a direct flight wherever we go and all this stuff. So, yeah, it's the hassle of the airport gets to her, I think.
Right. You could, if you drive to Chicago, you could go nonstop on American. It does make for a longer flight, but obviously. But if it's, you know, the hassle of the airport, the one flight, you could go out of Chicago nonstop.
Oh, okay.
So St. Martin, and I know you said you went to Mexico. But I don't know if you've been on the Pacific side. Puerto Vallarta is very popular and very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another option. And you can go, there are flights out of Chicago as well, actually out of Midway.
Okay.
He's got a good budget.
Yeah, very nice. But okay. You're a great husband.
Yeah, go. We'll see.
That's right. We'll see.
We'll
there you
see.
Go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. So here we are, middle of September, Tricia. This is probably the time. There's a lot of people that like to plan ahead, and right, they work the deals and the charters right. The right way.
Now is the time,
right. Yeah.
We started selling in mid-July on the charters, and it was kind of slow going in July. We had our sale, but it's really, now is the time, really, before the first, you want to be ahead of the first snowfall, because then everybody jumps in.
What would you say the percentage is of people who really like to plan ahead and kind of get things in order, and then there are the people that are like a month out and they're like, I got to get out of here. Where do I go?
I think the number of people that are booking ahead of time is growing. People are realizing if you wait to the last minute, you know, you may get a good price on a hotel, but you still have to get there. And the flights, I mean, the whole thing is price and supply and demand.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden those flights are full. So I would say we probably have maybe half.
Well, and there's
the clients that are booking
charters are one thing, but just, you know, regular flights are the other, and especially with the 737 thing,
right.
You know, a lot of those airlines have taken those out, which has really tightened up a lot of the routes. So
right.
There's not much pricing pressure. I mean, airlines can charge pretty much what they need to.
Right.
They're not going to gouge anybody, but what they need to. It's like, listen, this is our route, and this is what you got to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
When they've got 40 seats, you know, it's one price, but once they get down to 10 seats, they can charge anything. You'll pay $900 to get to Florida in February.
Yeah. Well, and Rose has said that in the past. Somebody will call and say, you know, want to know, when is it that I should buy? And she usually will say something like, tell me if I'm a little off on this, but she'll say, listen, when you find a price that you're good with, get it. And then
absolutely.
don't dink around with it, you know, waiting for it to
absolutely.
Get better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. If you're comfortable with that price, go for it. And then don't look at it anymore either. Because, I mean, things can happen. But for the most part, as that supply diminishes, the price is just going to go up.
Yep. Okay. Rose is off. Tricia is here. About a quarter of her voice is here. But if you want to ask her questions, we're wide open at 414-799-1620. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
923 at WTMJ. WTMJ forecast looking pretty good. 60 degrees right now. It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy, and warm day up to 77 tonight. Partly cloudy to start. Scatter showers overnight down to 62. Morning showers tomorrow. Then a good day and a good stretch starts. Partly cloudy and warm tomorrow with a high of 80. Sunny, cooler, and 75 on Monday. Sunny and 78 on Tuesday. And Wednesday, mostly sunny. Got a chance for showers late in the afternoon and a high of 80. That's the first hint of rain after it gets out of here on Sunday morning. So let's hope that that's what happens. It's a 60 degrees at WTMJ. I'm Danny Clayton back. Rose Gray, where is Rose? Do we know?
She is in Germany. She's on a Uniworld River cruise on the Danube.
Germany. Yes, there you go.
So she's not just on the road. She's on the, she's on the rivers.
On the rivers, yeah. Yeah. How much river cruising have you done?
I have actually only been on one river cruise.
You got a whole lot of big ship cruise background, yeah?
Ocean cruising.
Completely really different ballgame, isn't it?
Completely different, right? You really get up close and personal in places on the rivers. You can go into places. It's kind of an exchange for, instead of going on a bus tour, the river boats are your mode of transportation instead of the motor coaches. So it's nice to be able to get into some of those towns and to be able to just unpack once. So still the same. That is probably the only similarity to big ship cruising, unpacking once.
Sure.
But in fact, I'm going on a Mediterranean cruise coming up in a couple of weeks. Going to Spain, France, and Italy on an ocean cruise.
Ooh, nice. So, that's going to be good. Let's go ahead to Milwaukee. That's where Alan is. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, hi. I have a question about what's going on in the Bahamas with the resorts. Are they damaged or not? Because nobody's saying anything. I can't find anything. What's going on over there?
Sure. Thank you for calling, Alan. Good morning. While they have suffered extreme damage in the Bahamas, consist of hundreds of islands. And so actually most of the islands where the resorts are have had minimal damage. While the islands that had the damage is very substantial, oddly enough, most of the resorts have not really been affected. So
they were doing a lot of feeding operations out of the Atlantis, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you have a vacation plan there, or are you looking to go there?
No, I'm just wondering. We're thinking about going somewhere this, in March.
Right.
But we just don't know where, and we're looking in in the Caribbean somewhere. So that's what I just said. I wanted to go to Bahamas because it's kind of a little closer to.
Right. Absolutely. No. So far, they really have had minimal. Things were minimal damage or minimal to no damage on the resorts. Those parts of the islands have not been affected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So,
thanks, Alan.
Thank you for calling.
And then you got to figure those resorts are built stronger,
right?
I mean, a lot of the damage these homes. I mean, it just a hurricane hits a house. It's different than a building.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and it is so stretched out, the Bahamas. I mean, with all their islands, it is really, I think it's what was affected, obviously, a lot of the local people in their homes, like you say. And then I know like the cruise lines have a lot of private islands where they lease or own an island from the Bahamian government, though many of those were badly damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the homes and everything of the people, that is, it's so sad, heartbreaking.
Yeah, very sad. Fox World Travel, the website foxworldtravel.com. if you'll see, they'll do business travel and vacations. I mean, Fox World Travel does business travel as well, and if you're looking for a business travel partner, we would recommend Fox World Travel, but also vacations. And if you go within the events, there's some things coming up that you want to know about. If you have an interest in Africa, make sure that you hit this show, the African Travel Show, which happens October 3rd in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That is going to be a good one. A couple of World Tour showcases are coming up, both of them, World Tour Showcase 2020. The first is in Green Bay, and that happens October 9th. Let's see, I'm trying to see. That's at the Radisson on Airport Drive. So you can do that again. That is October 9th. That's a Wednesday. And then the next day, the Thursday on October 10th, the World Tour Showcase happens in Brookfield. And so that's going to be another one. And Tricia, those are big shows with, I mean, just about everything you got, right?
Right. Yeah. So the showcase is, we partner with Insight Vacations. So it's one tour operator that we partner with for those two shows. And then we present all of their product, and in a lot of, I mean, they go all over the world with, it's a motor coach type tour. Primarily Europe is what we're showcasing, but we also have a lot of our group departures for next year for 2020 are with Insight. So we'll be showcasing also those departures, where somebody from Fox and one of our tour managers will be traveling, but all, again, all over Europe, but it is by motor coach.
Yeah.
It is a land vacation, but they do a phenomenal job.
Some of the ones that they're featuring, Elizabeth Kramer is doing this Treasures of the Incas. She was in a couple of weeks ago, probably a month ago, and she was talking about that. That happens in July. There's the Danube River Cruise. Jeff Wagner is doing Paris and Normandy. That's in September of 2020. Colleen Allsburg is doing France, Belgium, and the Battlefields. That happens in September. And again, this is that planning ahead thing. Dave Spano, my boss at Annex Wealth Management, is doing Castles Along the Rhine River Cruise. I'll tell you this, Dave is a riot. You should tour with him. That happens in September. Castles Along the Rhine River Cruise with Dave Spano of Annex Wealth Management. Best of Italy happens in September. John McGivern, but he knows who he is, Burgundy and Provence. That's a river cruise that happens in October. Captivating Spain and the Beauty of Provence happens in October. So again, it's trip after trip after trip, and it's pretty big stuff, and that's what's happening, and that's what they're going to be talking about at these World Travel or World Tour showcases. Again, October 9th in Green Bay at the Radisson, and then October 10th, which is the next day, in Brookfield, and that happens at the Embassy Suites. And again, details at foxworldtravel.com. Also, got a nice text from John and Eileen, who are heading out on a trip tomorrow with Colleen Allsburg to the Best of Italy. They say, we're excited. Trip has been planned for over a year, and a special thanks to Barb Rogers, the travel consultant. You work with Barb Rogers, don't you?
Yes, she's in our Green Bay office. Yes, thank you, Barb. Kudos to you.
There you go. And again, Barb is in Green Bay. John and Eileen are in Des Plaines, so no matter where you are hearing us on WTMJ, Fox World Travel is there for you.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is on the road. Tricia is sitting in, and her voice, part of her voice came with us. So anyway, give us a buzz, 414-799-1620. So Monday through Friday, you're doing, you're on the phone all the time.
Yeah, I'm talking to my staff. I do a lot of training. So
you feel like on injured reserve. That's right. You kind of need the voice.
Right.
Do you use a headset?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Headsets are good, but yeah, you overextend your voice and it's hard. So give us a buzz, 414-799-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Tricia has lots and lots of experience, lots of cruising experience, especially if you've got a little cruising question. Big ship stuff is interesting. So you actually worked on a cruise ship for a long time.
Correct,
yeah.
Yes. I always say it was 5 years, but it's in dog years, it's like 35. Because,
I would think.
Because you don't have a day off in 6 to 7 months. So
really?
Yeah.
So when do people leave and come? I mean, when do they turn the ship over? But somebody's got to turn over. I guess that's you guys, right?
Right. I mean, so staff are coming and going all the time. I mean, they usually, but obviously small numbers at a time, so you don't have a brand new staff. You know, I mean, at any given time, there's six, well, especially the larger ships now.
So like a huge ship. How many people are working it?
So say it's a passenger, there's 3,000 passengers, there could be like 1,200 crew.
Holy cow. Right. Right?
So when I was there, I mean, it's a long time ago. At the time, the largest ship was like 1,600 passengers, which is like a baby now. Those are really tiny.
So what are the quarters for the people that work in a cruise ship? It's all below decks, right? I mean, is it?
Some. I was an officer, so sometimes I was lower. But sometimes, actually, as an officer, I was actually high up, but in a weird spot because it was like some of the officers were right behind the bridge. So you're right up top and at the front, which I don't know, really, quite honestly, if there's rough weather, that's the worst possible spot to be.
It is.
It is. Okay. And we were following hurricanes sometimes and that type of thing. And the ship just, and that was before the mega ships. Because the higher you are on these tall ships, you really feel that movement the higher up. So quite honestly, those that are lower, it's much more stable lower on the ship. But
how about the ends of the ship? Is it better to be in the middle?
The middle, for sure. The middle from top to bottom and front to back is the most stable. So, and then between the front and the back, I would say the back, you feel less movement than the front. But the higher you go, and it is so strange to me, to this day, I don't understand. The cruise lines put a lot of their top expensive suites at the top of the ship. So you've paid more to... maybe not. If it's in the middle, that's one thing. But if it's this huge suite and it's at the front of the ship, it's really not the most desirable place to be. And again, depending on where you're traveling, you know, if it's hurricane season, I for sure would not recommend being in those areas. If you're in the Mediterranean Sea in the middle of summer, you're not likely to have a lot of wind. Mm-hmm. Just certain areas, certain regions of the world you would want to avoid. Extreme positioning on the ship, like crossing the North Sea. A lot of the Baltic cruising used to always start and finish in England, and then you'd have to cross the North Sea, which there is no good day to cross the North Sea. But now they've changed a lot of those itineraries, and they'll start in one of the Baltic countries to avoid that.
Are they starting to put like balconies and things in some of these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the ships, the mega ships, are like 80% balconies.
Is that a nice to have or a must have?
It is really nice, honestly. Nice. Once you've had it, it's a necessity, really. Occasionally, if I really like an itinerary, I personally cruise for itineraries because I have been to so many places. I will cut back on the balcony if it's, you know, the price is right. But I must have a window for sure. But quite honestly, once you've had a balcony, it is, you don't want to go back to anything less than that.
If somebody figured that they were going to be active on the ship and go to a lot of things and not be in the cabin a whole lot, if they're looking to maybe bring the cost down a little bit and inside would be okay?
I would not recommend an inside.
You would not? Okay.
I mean, would you sleep in your closet? You know, I mean, do you
have... I have.
Yeah, you're the wrong person to ask after you just told me what you did.
No, but I mean, I put up with that stuff. I mean, but again, if you want to have the cruise experience and you're like, okay, what is it that I want to have and what is it that I need to have?
Right. But honestly, you need to have light.
Okay.
You have no idea if it's day or night and you're on vacation.
Right.
And you'd have to almost sleep with a bathroom light on to really, you know, trigger something because really, there's nothing. I mean, you have windows in your bedroom, of course. So just it really, on the odd times when I've had an inside cabin, I sleep way too long because I have no idea. Oh. You know, even the alarm goes off. You feel like it's the middle of the night.
Sure. Okay.
And balconies, it's so nice. You can sit out there at night, even if you're busy at night, go have a cocktail or just listen to the waves. It's so calming. It's so beautiful. Or to have your coffee out there in the morning.
That's why I asked the pros. There you go. All right. Tricia is here. If you've got any questions, 414-799-1620 is our number. Hackett and Mortgage Talk and Text Line, Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is traveling.
Tricia is here, though.
It's 944, 62 degrees, 77 for the high today, down to 62 tonight. Rain comes in tonight, maybe into tomorrow morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm, up to 80. It'll hit 75 on Monday, 78 on Tuesday, 80 on Wednesday. Good weekend, good stretch of days. It's 62 degrees at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Here's one, Tricia. A group of four adults planning a trip to Germany next September. How would you rate Globus versus Trafalgar for their small group land tours?
Between those two, I would recommend Globus. You know, if all things are equal as far as the itinerary and that type of thing, as far as the quality of the tours, the location and quality of the hotels, I would definitely put Globus at a higher category than Trafalgar.
Yeah.
Not to say that Trafalgar is a bad product, but just definitely location in Europe is so key. And Globus will give you that better.
And just location. Globus is just so good.
Right.
Just
they,
so good.
They yeah. really, they've been around forever. They know what they're doing. They do a great job.
There you go. Another one on the talk and text line. We're going to a Disney cruise to the Mexican Riviera at the end of October. What would you recommend as a must-see to do in Cabo San Lucas and Mazatlan? Any experience with that?
Yeah. Excuse me. I love that itinerary. I used to sail on that quite a bit, not only for work, but personally. In Cabo San Lucas, there are different, depending on what you're interested in, I would say there's a lot of water sports. There are the Bay of Cabo San Lucas is has great kayaking. I'm sorry, was it March, did you say? Or did it say?
Let me go back. Let's see. October, end of October.
October, okay. It's a big fishing area as well. So if someone does like to fish, there are fishing charters that you can take. There's whale watching, actually, October through March. But kayaking, there's some great zip lining. I think one of the, it's an unusual zip lining because people think zip lining through trees and rainforests is how it started. And I did a zip lining there. It's about 20 minutes from the pier. And, it's over like it's a dry riverbed, but you are up so high in an open area. And the view, if you can turn your head and not just focus on where you're straight ahead to look off to the side and see the ocean because it's wide open. It's a very scenic zip lining. Mazatlan is very quaint. It's a very colonial town. They do have nice beaches. Again, you can do water sports there, kayaking, that type of thing, ATV. But just the town itself, the downtown area has a very quaint colonial. There's markets, fresh fruit. They've got the fresh meat market. That's a little crazy. You see all the cows and the chickens hanging for purchase. And
really fresh meat
really
market.
Really fresh. But they've got a lot of local items as well, glassware and local artisans that are in these markets.
Got it.
So depending on what your interests are, you can go to the beach, you can go shopping, water sports.
Okay.
Lots to do.
Let's head to Heartland and say good morning to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey.
So we're going to be visiting the cathedrals in Barcelona, Spain, and also in the Vatican. And I'm curious what the dress code is for those places.
Sure. In the Vatican, for sure, the knees and shoulders must be covered. So no sleeveless shirts or sleeveless dresses for the ladies. Definitely no shorts. If you the ladies have skirts, they definitely have to be substantially below the knee. And sometimes, if it is hot, when are you traveling, Steve?
In 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So it may not be extremely warm, but if it is warm and you want to dress for the temperature, the ladies can have a scarf that they put a wrap around them, to be comfortable while you're out and about. But yet when you go in there, you can, like a larger wrap, like the decorative scarves we wear, they could wrap around in that. But if it's not extremely hot and they can have just a short sleeve shirt or dress, is definitely, they turn people away. They are. Spain is not as strict, but I would definitely have the knees and shoulders covered.
Okay. How about footwear? I've heard flip-flops or like certain types of sandals are not allowed, or?
No, but honestly, you really want something comfortable. The roads are, the streets are cobblestone, uneven. So just a regular flip-flop, I don't think you would find comfortable. Whether either a tennis shoe or like a Birkenstock style, that something like that, not a true flip-flop.
Yeah.
Just something that's comfortable.
Cool.
That should be allowed.
I've been there many times, and actually I was there in the dead of the summer, and I think I did have flip flops on. I don't always follow my own advice. I was not comfortable, but I've never heard anybody be turned down. I guess you could double check on the Vatican's own website. They do show their dress code there, but in all my years, I've never heard anything about the footwear.
Okay.
You would want something more than a flip flop anyway.
Hey Steve, report back. Okay, let us know what you see. Okay.
Well, we're taking a cruise. We're starting in Barcelona. We're spending 3 days in Barcelona. Then we're taking the Celebrity Constellation and visiting a couple places in France, a couple places in Italy, and then ending up with 3 days in Rome.
Nice.
Very nice. Do you have your tickets for the Vatican?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, you'll want that time stamp ticket because that will avoid a long line.
Yeah, we're actually going to take a tour of the museum.
Fantastic. You'll love it. It is so overwhelming. You'll really enjoy it. It's very beautiful.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Right. Enjoy your trip. Let us know.
Appreciate that. 9:50, we're going to take a break, and we'll get to some text calls and text messages, rather. And your calls, Tess and Thiensville, stand by. You are next. We're going to talk about Croatia, Slovenia, and stuff like that.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:54 and 62 degrees. High today is going to be 77. A good day. Maybe some rain tonight into tomorrow morning, and then a nice stretch. So there you go. Let's enjoy it. Trisha from Fox World Travel is in for Rose. I know it's not officially fall, but I've talked to so many people who are just like, it's like, man, fall arrived quick. I mean, it's like dark so early, so quick. I know it's right on schedule, but it just seems so...
It always sneaks
like
up every year.
Door slammed shut, yeah.
Right.
Let's head to Thiensville. That's where Tess is. Hey, Tess, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's up?
Well, I have two questions. We are heading to Croatia and Slovenia in early October and are renting a car, flying into Dubrovnik and then heading north. The two questions are, the books recommend an international driving permit, even though seldom people are asked for it. The second thing is really related to insurance. The rental cars come with a basic insurance, and then the rental car companies have to give you a green card so you can pass into Bosnia or pass into Montenegro. I know there's a hard sell to get more insurance, but we'll be carrying the city Costco card. Is that adequate? Will there be any extra problems? So that's my question, the two questions.
Sure. And you were asking also about the international driver's license as well? So technically, for Croatia, you do not need an international driver's license. Slovenia, you do. And again, like you said, many times they don't ask for it, but the time you don't have it is when they might. So I would highly recommend it. You know, it's very inexpensive and easy to get. You can get them through AAA or you can go online as well. And so I would suggest getting that just to be on the safe side. And then so you already have your car rental purchased, said?
Yes, we are renting with fixed rental car, and it comes with a standard insurance package. And I've just been reading that there's usually a hard sell. But your options are to, we'll carry another credit card that covers us, or they'll block a large chunk of money on your car just to cover them in case you get in a collision. But you need this green card to cross into the borders. I wanted to know which the car rental company gives you. Is that really such a big process, or am I just being worried about something I shouldn't be?
Well, I mean, insurance is, you know, nothing to play around with, especially in another country. And I will say, you know, some countries, you know, you're guilty until you're proven innocent if something happens. Others are really, you know, they will not, you can pay cash for minimal damage, but it isn't something you want to get caught off guard with. As far as your credit card, I mean, I would have a very detailed conversation with your credit card company on what they cover. Most countries don't charge for what we charge in the United States for what they call loss of use. So say the car was totaled and the insurance company now has that car out of commission for 30 days, say. In the U.S., they charge you for that out of commission time. Most other countries don't have that, but some do. So it's always good to have more insurance than not enough. So I would really have a good conversation with your credit card company to understand what they cover. We do sell Travel Guard insurance, which is a vacation insurance, and they do have something you can add on for cars. I believe it's a $25,000 coverage for the car. But I would recommend, if you want to give one of our offices a call about that, it also covers, you know, cancellation and medical insurance, but it's something you can add to it for the car. So maybe check with your credit card company first to be sure you're comfortable with what they have. And if you're not, I would recommend it for not so large of a cost to purchase the travel guard as well.
Yeah, that's a
overinsured is better than not enough.
I'm a big fan of that. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Tess.
Yeah, Tess, let us know how that goes. Okay, about to the end of the show. I just want to remind you that it is travel show season. There's a couple coming up, not really until October, but they're big. October 3rd is the African Travel Show. That happens in Sheboygan. And then the World Tour Showcases. These are big deals. The World Tour Showcase 2020. There are two of them. The first is October 9th. That happens in Green Bay. That's at the Radisson. And that features a bunch of Insight Vacations and Uniworld. So really kind of just high-end stuff, really good stuff. And the other, the World Tour Showcase 2020, happens the next day on October 10th in Brookfield. And that is happening at the Embassy Suites. Tricia, good luck with your voice. Thanks for sitting in.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Danny.
Will you be back in a week?
I am.
Rest up.
Provided my voice is with me.
Rest up, folks. Thanks for listening.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.